We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Ayin Resh Beis. The bottom line on page 98, Al Eze Yayin Nekatshim. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein Nekatshin Al Yayin Shereicho Ra. You cannot make Kiddush on wine that smells bad. Af Agav Dereche Vitame Chamra. Even though the smell and taste is that of wine, but if it smells bad, you can't make Kiddush on it. Velo al yayin megula. You also can't make kiddush on wine that was revealed, that was left open. Afilu ha'idna. Even nowadays, the lo kapina gilui. Even though in general we're not makbid on leaving things open, we're not makbid on gilui. But when it comes to kiddush, we are makbid and one should not make kiddush on wine that was left open. Says the Ramav, ein mekashin al yayin dereche chamra v'tamei chalo. You should not make kiddush on wine that smell is wine and its taste is like vinegar. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning on the bottom of 98, Sefkatan Aleph, Ein Mekatshin. We said the first thing, you can't make Kiddush on wine that smells bad. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu Ein Lo Yayin Acher. Even if you have no other wine, Afilu B'dievid Im Kiddush. And even if B'dievid you made Kiddush on wine that smells bad, Mashma B'divi Ramban, Shehu B'beis Yosef Lo Yotza. It's Mashma from the Ramban that you're not even Yotzi B'dievid. V'ayim B'bir Halacha. V'imutr L'havdil Ahayayin Kazeh. Till now we're talking about Kiddush. What about Havdalah on wine that smells? I am b'chidusha v'kiv egersh and mistapik b'zeh. He is misupik about it, but says the Chavetz Chaim, v'li nira pashir adover l'isser. To me it's obvious that it is usser to make Havdalah on wine that smells as well. Kevan sh'atam hu mishum hakriveyu no l'pecha secha. Since the whole reason why you can't make Kiddush on wine that smells is because of this pasuk of Malachi that says you're going to present it to your governor. In other words, the post is talking about you're not going to bring something like this to a chash of a person, so you can't bring it to Hashem. So the same thing that you're not going to bring to a chash of a human being, you're not going to use for a mitzvah to Hashem. And therefore, there should be no difference between Kiddush and Havdalah based on that svara. Achakach motzasi bebirke yosei shekosav kem b'shem sefer beis Yehuda. Says the Chavetz Chaim, after I thought of that svara, I saw in the Berkei Yosef that he writes the same thing, B'Shem, the Sefer Beis Yehuda, U'poshet tehu adin al shecha sherecha ra ein mekatshin. And it's obvious that on beer that smells bad, you also will not make Kiddush. Sifkatan beis sherecha ra, as we turn the page, Hainu shemasriach tzas, it's a little bit spoiled, Machma shemunach bekli mo'os, because it was placed in a dirty vessel. The after mevorach and Allah bari piragofen, even though the bracha on this wine would be bari piragofen, afilu hachi lekadesh aser. Still, to make kiddush on such wine would be aser mishum akriveyu nala pechasecha. Again, for the same reason, you're going to bring this wine, you're going to bring this present to the governor. If you're not going to bring it to a governor, so you can't use it by kadosh baruch hu either. And note number 3 tells us about a wine that when it's being made, it smells bad. If the type of wine we're discussing over here, that in the middle of, in the beginning of the process of making the wine, it smells bad. Like you're making wine from muscat grapes, muscat wine, it starts off with a bad smell. Then it starts smelling better and it starts tasting better. So the Or Letzion writes, She'ef she'lekadesh olav, you can make Kiddush on it. Kevan she'achshav hu meshubach. It goes by right now it smells okay, it tastes okay, you can make Kiddush on it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkatan Gimel, we said in the Mechaber that you should not make Kiddush on Yayin Megula, even though we are not makbid in general on Mayim Megula. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum she'ein mitzuyan etzleinu nechashim. The reason why we're not makbid in general on drinking wine that was left out is because the whole issue with that is that we worry that a snake drank from it and left its venom in there. But since we don't have so many snakes around, we're not choshish for it. But afilu hachi aser mishum hakriveyo nala pechasecha. But still, yayin megula, even though it's not going to be a problem of a venom if we don't have snakes around, still it's not choshev. It's not something that you would bring to a governor, so you're not going to use that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. Mihu, however, im omat shom u'etes megula, if it only was left out for a small amount of time, ein lahakbid ha'idna, you don't have to be makbid nowadays not to make kiddush on it, you can, kozman shelo nomer tamu v'recho, so long that the taste and the smell did not go bad, it would be okay. The kosav achai odom didafka b'mokom shayayim biyoker, dafka in a place where the wine is expensive, the lokapti kulihai b'gilui muat, that they're not makbid so much by leaving it out a little bit because the wine is expensive. That's when, if it's left out for a little bit of time, you can use it. But one who makes kiddush on beer, which is much cheaper, so then you should be careful, even if it was only left out a little bit. And if you have nothing else to make kiddush on, you shouldn't be makbid b'dieved on beer, even though it's cheap, just like on wine, which is expensive, you shouldn't be makbid at all. Now there's a few interesting notes over here discussing yayin magula. So if you look at note number 4, it's sounds a little controversial, but he says, "V'lo pirish kamahu shir hazman shel shom u'etes." We said if it was left out for a little bit of time, then it would be okay for kiddush, but doesn't tell us what a little bit of time is. So the Ktzos HaShulchan says, "Sheyesh lahavi raya milel haseder," we're giving a raya of what is okay for yayin magula as hazman mu'ar from the seder. Shafilu gimelo dalet shos nechsho bichlal shom u'etes. Even being left magula, left revealed for 3 or 4 hours, is still considered a small amount of time. What's the raya? Mikach sharei miyad acharei hakos harishona mozgim es hakos hashniya. Right after we drink the first kos, we pour the second kos. V'omer maleas ha'agodah, and we go and say the whole ha'agodah, the whole magid on it. V'omedes ha'kos magula kamishos, and the kos is left out open for many hours. Ad shemesayim es amiras ha'agodah, until we finish ha'agodah. So you have a raya, the fact that you're saying the whole magid on a kos that's poured, you see yayin magula, shom u'etes could be a long time, it could be a couple of hours. However, it says in Shlomo Zalman Orbach, well, probably what everyone's thinking, she'ein lahavi raya mishom, what kind of raya is that? Mishum shebelel haseda tzorach lomer es hagoda al kos. There there's an inyan in saying the hagoda on a kos. Lochein ein zeh nechshav gilui, it's not considered gilui. Kamo shemi shemarech v'amiras ha'kiddush shom meruba, ein a yayin nechshav kamagula. If you're saying a long kiddush, like chazonus, you're not going to call it yayin magula, you're saying kiddush on it. So there, you're saying hagodah on the coast. How could that be called yayin magula? How can you get raya from there of what's considered a shom wetis for yayin magula? And therefore, Shlomo Zalman does not like that raya. Says note number 5, v'yayin hamunach b'kli pasua pesoch aron o mekarer. So wine that's left in an open vessel, but it's inside a cabinet or it's inside a fridge, the Kafa Chaim writes, She'eino nechshav megula. That's not called megula, v'lo nitzel v'kach, it doesn't become puzzle with that. V'chein das, Rav Nissen Karelitz, She'on ha'sogur, a cabinet that's closed, but open, She'ein shiratzim yicholim likanes alav. That creepy crawlies can't get in, afilu kli pasuach hanimsa v'socho nechshav k'mechusa, that's considered covered. Like we said before, it's only Megula if it's mamish out, but if it's in a cabinet or in a fridge, even if the bottle is open, that would be okay. In the next paragraph he writes, V'kisui shalnir ha'munach ala koz, putting a piece of paper over the koz to cover it. The Chazon Ish writes, Shenechshav l'kisui tov, that's considered a good covering. V'ein b'zeh mishum gilui, that's not considered gilui. Let's see one more note over here, L'gabi the my Megula, the Yayin Megula, that we said for Shom U'etas, we're not makbid on it nowadays for Kiddush. Ulechatchila kosav Rav Yoshev. And note number 6, they bring from Rav Yoshev, Ulechatchila, yesh lahakbid shelo v'yishar es hayayin magula afilu rega. That you should not, in fact, leave the wine revealed even for a moment. Umasha kosav kanu rak b'dyevid. Zot l'chazanish, zot Rav Yoshev, I'm sorry, this whole thing is only a din b'dyevid. Obeprat lefim ashekosav a paasa shulchan, specifically according to what the paasa shulchan says, she be'eretz Yisrael adayim mitzuyin nechashim. That in Eretz Yisrael there are still snakes that are found, v'lochein yesh liyizar mishum gilui, and therefore there would be a concern of gilui, and therefore it says Rav Yoshev that nowadays we should only rely on this idea of shom u'etes, not to be makbid, only b'dyevid, b'lochatchila, says Rav Yoshev, one in fact should be makbid, not to have yayin magula, even for a short amount of time, for kiddush. I think it's more than attended. It's you're using the coast. He says it's like making kiddush for a long time, so you're using the coast. Megula is at a separate time. It was Megula, now you want to use it for kiddush. But if it's during the time that you're using it for that item, so how could that be considered? How could it be a raya from you're saying the magid on the coast? So I don't know if it's even deeper than that. You're using the coast right now. How could you call the time that you're using the coast as referring to it as the Yayin Megula? It's like making kiddush for a long time. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Dalet, we said in the Ramah that you can't make kiddush on wine that smells like wine and tastes like vinegar. Debasar taima as linen, because we go after the taste. Ukechaludami, it tastes like vinegar, it's not good for kiddush. Now there's a very interesting Sharat Zion over here in Otsvav, he writes, this is from the Tur, Ubebir Agro Hiskim Ladas Atosos, and the Gura agrees with Tosos to Dover Sheino. This is an impossible thing. The Kavan de Tame Chalo, once it tastes like vinegar, Kol Shekein de Recho Nasa Chalo Mikodem. Certainly the smell was vinegary beforehand, because the smell goes bad before the taste. So how is it shy to talk about the case of the Ramah, that the wine smells like wine but tastes like vinegar? The smell goes bad first. So if it tastes like vinegar, it certainly should smell like vinegar, so it's not Nagel Maisa, says the Shai Atzion. But the Mishabura says, anyway, we go after the taste. Ulekach lekamam esef gimel, that's why we'll see shortly in Sef Gimel, b'taymei chamra, if it tastes like wine, mekachin olav, you could make kiddush on it, afa gav derecho chalo, even though it smells like vinegar, if it still tastes like wine, it will be okay, because we go bust to the taste. V'taymei chalo nikra, when is it called that it tastes like vinegar? Kol she b'nei odom nimno milishtoso mishum chamitzuso. It's so long that people hold back from drinking it because of the sourness. Ukumo she kosav simen reish dalet siv dalet. The Kosvu Ha'achronim de Lechinim Hetek HaRamah Dinzeh, the Achronim write that for naught the Ramah brought down this halacha, the Gan Boer Piragofen Eim Mevarachin Olav. Because if it tastes like vinegar, you can't even make a Boer Piragofen. Kedis Hashem, like we went over there, but Kol Shekein She'im Mekachin. Certainly not going to make Kiddush on it if it's not a Boer Piragofen. So therefore the Ramah didn't need to bring this halacha down. It's Pashit that it wouldn't be good for Kiddush. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Halacha Beis, Yayin Migito Mekachin Olav, wine from the vat, new fresh wine from the vat, you can make kiddush on. V'sochet adam eshkol shel anovim v'omer olav kiddush hayom. You can also squeeze a cluster of grapes and make kiddush on it. It's important if you go on a vacation somewhere and you didn't bring wine, and somewhere they don't have wine, you go to the supermarket, you buy a cluster of grapes, squeeze it out, you can make kiddush on the juice that comes out of the grapes. Says the Mishabura in Sukkot and Hay. Yayin Migito, the first case of the Mechaber was wine from the vat. However, it's a mitzvah mina muvchar to use older wine. What does it mean, older wine? V'hainu kishekfar over olav arboim yom. It should be that it's already 40 days old. The next case of the Mechaber was you could squeeze out your own grapes and they kiddush on what comes out of it, so katan vav. But here the Mechaber is telling us an additional chiddush. Afshu chadosh lagamri, even if it's mamish, brand new, freshly squeezed grapes, Shezeh mikarov sheschato. This right now has been squeezed. Kodem haShabbos, right before Shabbos. Afilu achi mutu lekadosh olav. Still, you're allowed to make kiddush on it. Some very important notes over here. Number one is note number 10. That which we say you can use freshly squeezed grapes, the juice that comes out, you can use for kiddush. Haynu dafke ma'acharei shesochad es hanovim sinin es acharitzanim v'hazogim me'amitz. That's only if you strained out the pits and peels and just the liquid came through. Only then can you make kiddush on it. But if you didn't strain it, Rav Yosef says, She'ein olav din yayin. It does not yet get a din of yayin. And he brings a beautiful raya. Kamo she'kosav ha'shulchan aruch in yaridei le'inyan maga akum ha'otzer as ha'yayin. We know if an akum touches the yayin, it asers it. She'ein nikra yayin ad she'meitzim emeno sa'chartanim v'hazagim. There the halacha is, the guy won't aser it as wine that was touched by an akum until you remove the chaytzanim and zagim, it doesn't get a shame yayin. So too over here, if you want to make kiddush on it, it wouldn't get a shame yayin till as well you remove the pits and peels. Note number 11 gets into a lengthy discussion about grape juice, and here what you're doing is squeezing the grapes, so obviously you have grape juice that's certainly not tasting like wine. So it says note number 11, v'af sheyayin ze adayin lo tosas, even though this wine was not yet fermented, the eino mishakir u'misamech, it does not intoxicate, it does not make you happy. Amru b'gemara shetiknu bra, the amru b'gemara, and the gemara says shetiknu bracha miyuchedes liayin. The reason why they established a separate bracha for wine is kevan shehu soir u'misamech, since it satisfies and it makes you happy. So how could you use it? So Bir Agon Roshom Zaman Arbach, Roshom Zaman explains shekevan sheroi hu lios yayin shemisameach la'acharat tesisa. Since it is fit to be wine that makes you happy after it would ferment, ukfar me'ato roi hu l'shti, and right now it's fit for drinking, chal olav shem yayin miyad le'inan bracha v'kiddush. Says the Shlomo Zalman Orbach, right away it's chal shem yayin, you can make kiddush on it. And the Shevet HaLevi writes, shul'inyan kiddush kosher gam yayin she'enu mesameach. He says for kiddush, even wine that's not mesameach is good enough, keivan shul mipri agof, and since it comes from grapes. V'toras yayin olav, that's considered wine. V'rak le'inyan nesochim nemer shayayin tzorach leos misameach. Dafka by libations, for the wine libations, that's when we say it has to be yayin that will make you joyous. Umitz anovim shebetivo klal einu royal lios yayin machmas talich shemonea tesisa vakadome. Let's say you have grape juice that in general will not be fit to be turned into wine because of whatever was done to it, it was now unable to ferment, like regular grape juice. So the Shevet HaLevi writes, kosher l'kiddush af l'chatchila. That grape juice will still be kosher l'chatchila for kiddush. The afodas agonu shlomo zalman orbach shetzarach al koponim shiyah royal yos yayin. And even according to shlomo zalman, who says that the reason why the freshly squeezed grapes are okay is because they're fit to made into wine, since these grape juices as well, since at the moment that they were squeezed, they were fit to be made into wine, yesh lo din yayin, they get a din of yayin as well, and therefore the brachas by piragofen, since it's just as roy to drink now as it was before, even though before it could have fermented, now it can't, still it's yayin, it makes a bracha by piragofen, it's good for kiddush. Ukisvarazu kosov gam the minchas yitzchok, lagabi mitzanovim shibizmanino, lagabi our grape juice. Shemaarvim bochomrim hamishamim shalo yitzos viyahapech liyayin. Our grape juices are made with different ingredients that are put in that it should not ferment, that it should not turn into wine. And still, the minchas yitzchok says the same aloch applies, but pragofen, it's good for kiddush. So many poskim say that it is okay, but we have to bring back the famous psak of Revel Yoshev. Meidach, on the other hand, das agon Revel Yoshev, she'ein lo din yayin. Grape juice that cannot ferment, like our grape juice, does not have a din of yayin. Kevan shayom einu roy lios yayin. Since today it can't be made into wine, and therefore that's not grape juice, and you can't use that for kiddush. The imrotze lahosef mayim lemitz anovim haosir leloto tosvos. If you want to add water to natural grape juice, it doesn't have any additions. So the Chazon Ish says she'efshar lemozgo b'mayim. You are able to dilute the grape juice with water. Skip to the next paragraph. V'shir mezigas mitz anovim b'mayim. The amount that you're allowed to mix into the grape juice of water. The Chazon Ish says he shetolui lefi ha'inyan sheyashar adayin tam shel mitzanovim. It depends on the grape juice. It has to be that it will still taste like grape juice afterwards. Ulefamim efshar lahosef ad machtis. And sometimes you could even add, you know, another 50%. You could have it, half of it being water, and that would still be okay. Again, as long as it will still be tasting like grape juice. Next paragraph. Meidach, on the other hand, das agonu shom zaman orbach. She'ein lahosef mayim klal. Shlomo Zalman says you should not add water to grape juice. Mishum she'tamo shel mitz hanovim cholosh ma'od. The taste of grape juice is very weak. It's not like in the olden days when they added water to wine. The wine was very strong. The grape juice taste is not so strong. You can't add water. V'chein das Revel Yoshev. She'afilu b'mitz hanovim chozok ein lahosef mayim. Even the strong grape juice, you can't add water. But those who are nogi like the Arizal, they add a few drops of water before kiddush. Yecholin lahosef kama tipos bavad. They can add a few drops. Some bring from their name of Shlomo Zalman or Yoshev that even a drop of water you can't put in. In terms of the grape juices that we find in the stores, and this in Kirel, it says, you can't rely on the fact that you could add water there. Maybe the manufacturers already added water, and therefore, when you add water, it will be too much. According to the shitas that say you can add water to grape juice, Shlomo Zalman says, a major chiddush over here, a chumrah of Shlomo Zalman, that you can't factor in the water that you're mixing into the grape juice to be considered part of the grape juice. So you have to have a melolugma or a revius of grape juice, not counting the water that you put in. That's a major chumrah. V'lochein eina mitzarvim l'shir revius. You can't count that into the revius. On the other end of this in Kirel, it says, shemiot ha'mayim nechshovim kimitz hanovim mitzarvim l'shir. He argues and he says, no, the little bit of water that's added into the grape juice would be bottle and mitzaref to the shear, and therefore it will be totally fine. The im ma'ariv yayin im mitzanovim, last point in this note, if you mix wine with grape juice, Revel Yoshev, even though he was not happy with grape juice is not wine according to Revel Yoshev, says Revel Yoshev, sheyochol la'ariv afilu ad kidei shear meziga b'yeno shel chazal. You could even add up to a proportion that they used to add to the wines in the times of chazal, shehoyu yenos chazokim, when they had very strong wine. Dehainu at shlosha chalokim mitzanovim al kol chelik shel yayim. So if Yoshev holds you, you could add 3/4 grape juice to 1/4 wine, that would be okay, just like they did with water versus wine in the olden days. Let's continue back in the Mechaber Siv Gimel. Mikachim al yayin shebepia chavis. You can make kiddush on the wine that's at the mouth of the barrel. Afal pi sheyesh bo kemachim. Even though there are kemachim there, the Mishnah will tell us this is white dots. Even though there are white dots there, you can still make kiddush on it. The Ramah says v'yesh osrim lekadesh olav. Some say it's also to make kiddush on that wine. Eli yisanano tchilo lahavir akemachim. You first have to strain it to get rid of these white dots and to clean out the wine. Only then you can make kiddush. Additional cases that you can, yes, make kiddush on, the Mechaber says, you can make kiddush on the al yayin shebishulei hachavis, the wine on the bottom of the barrel, afal pi sheyesh bo shmarim, even though there's some sediment over there, val yayin shachar, on black wine you can make kiddush, val yayin mosok, on sweet wine you can make kiddush, val yayin dereche chalo v'tamei chamer, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah before, on wine that smells like vinegar, but it still tastes like wine, you can make kiddush, because it goes bust with the taste. Even though all these cases, the yayin is kosher for kiddush, but there's a mitzvah to choose a good wine, a good quality wine to make kiddush on. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin Kemachim, we said in the Mechaber the first thing, that the yayin by the Pia Chavis, even though it has Kemachim, is okay for kiddush. Hainu Nekudos Levanos, these are white dots. Aval im yesh olav krum lovam, but there's a little layer of white there, ein mikachin olav. It's not just dots, it's a whole layer of white, then you can't make kiddush on it. Because of el yirabu, dikeshehesir akrum, ein lahachmer. If you already got rid of that covering, then you don't have to be machmer, and you could make kiddush on that wine. One of the examples we gave in the Mechaber was that you can make kiddush on sweet wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches, Masok, sweet wine. Midesasa mashma, from the fact that the Mechaber is not mechalik how it got its sweetness. It's mashma bein shen is bashlu hanovim b'chama yoser midai. It's whether the grapes got ripened in the sun too much. And through the ripening of the grapes in the sun so much, the wine inside became sweeter. Or whether the wine is just very sweet because the fruit are just naturally sweet, not because it was left in the sun, but dafka, it's a naturally sweeter grape, and therefore either way the sweet wine is going to be okay. Shayayin azehu garua upasul nasachim. Such wines that are so sweet are a lower grade wines, and they are pasul for the libations. Va'afilu achi kosher l'kiddush, and even so, you know, they're not good for the nasachim, they are kosher for kiddush. Va'ayin beralacha. We said in the Mechaber at the end, but still, we said, Mikom Makom, mitzvah liver, yayin tov, l'kaddish alav, is a mitzvah to choose a good quality wine for kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu, after mikachim akol hani af l'chadchila, even though this whole list the Mechaber gives us of Gimel, are allowed to be used for kiddush, even l'chadchila, Mikom Makom, mitzvah, and amuvchor liver, yayin tov, but it's the choicest mitzvah to choose a good wine. The alkein tov shlo yikach mistam yayin sheb martif l'kiddush. Therefore, it's good not to take stam wine that you find in the wine cellar for kiddush, ad sheyirim mitchilim einam okukol, until you check it out and you see taka that this wine didn't get ruined. This wine is good quality wine to be makai in the mitzvah mina muvchor. We'll stop here. I'm going to continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, with Siv Dalet.